You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. I'm Christopher Manti. Yes, I am a pastor. Don't look so surprised. But that's neither here nor there, because on this podcast, we talk about whatever we want and what I think is important and interesting. And obviously the last several months, hello, bond servant, Bri, you're out there. Bless y'all. Thank you. Please. Yeah. Do share this. Get it out there to your friends. And it really helps visibility to be seen by many more when you just hit the share button. So thank you for doing that. Also, if you're listening on just audio on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whatever, so appreciate you as well. Please do share those links too. That would be very helpful because we're a small-time outfit here. And we at Wings of the Eagle do whatever we can on the shoestring. So please share if you will. And if this blesses you and this teaches you something, or if it urges you to, you know, do some reading or whatever, all that's good. Please just send the appreciation back if you would. wingsoftheeagle.com/donate, whatever method you want. It's great. So anyway, we've been obviously the past couple months off and on, but mostly on. It's reignited this desire in me about this, not only the UFO issue, the UAP issue, but what is behind it and what biblically, like, could this be about, right? Is this an end time thing? Is this what the Lord is talking about? Is it somehow tied up in that? That's one aspect, obviously. but the other is the following the actual history, the modern history, that's unfolding right before our faces. Like, it's happening right now. And those of us who care about history, and I'm not talking ancient history, we're talking about 80 years ago to today. So it's like a couple of generations. It's a very clear story is told when it comes to these things. And that's why I call this the moral bankruptcy of the national security state. So that term national security state, I don't know who coined it, but Richard Dolan. I keep wanting to call him Timothy Dolan. Why is that? He's a author and trained historian himself, and he's written two very extensive historical narratives. I don't know what you call it, about this, what he calls the national security state and the UFO issue, because right from the get-go, there's been, let's just say, moral problems, more moral inconsistencies with those who are involved in said national security state. What is it? National security state is a term he uses, but I agree with it, because it's kind of all-encompassing. Anything has to do with the Pentagon, the military, all branches, specifically the Air Force, mostly in this particular incident. But basically we'll go into any branch of the military itself, or what we call today the intelligence community, IC. The reason it's even called a community is because there's so doggone many of them. Different organizations with different names and different employees and different missions and different purviews. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are trained to keep secrets and lie. That's what spies and intelligence agencies do. They find out what other people are doing in secret, other countries, let's say, right? And then we use that information back home, if you will, to be informed and to have make sure we can respond to those things if they threaten us and all the, you know, things that make sense. That's fine. So when we say the intelligence community and the national security, look, just for example, and I didn't pull up the info on the SAPs, and the USAPs and the WUSAPs and all that. We did an episode a while ago about that. I'll try to find it real quick here if anyone asks about it, but these are what they call special access programs within, I mean, technically it's just a Pentagon thing, but it's just an example of how you don't have to tell the truth and or reveal anything to no matter who asks you. Well, that's not only immoral, that's unconstitutional, okay? But just for an example, okay, here's the SAP stuff. Skip. We did an episode called Skiffs and SAPs. If you want to look that up a month or two ago now, probably. And here it is. And there's another episode called Why the Secrecy, I believe it's called. That's in the fall, sometimes a couple months back. But it explains all about the SAPs and USAPs and WUSAPs and all that. It's really crazy. Anyway, so I just want to zoom in on one particular event where you probably know about it, or you think you know about it, or you've heard of it, and you've also heard the explanations, and they never seem to stop with the explanations because I don't know why. But for example, we had an incident in New Mexico in 1947, right? Roswell. There was a military base in Roswell, and nearby there was some kind of something crashed. And the witnesses who saw it originally said, "This is a flying saucer or whatever. This is different." And there's wreckage and there's materials, and depending on who you listen to, there were actual occupants. But whatever, the point is, something happened. And at the time, there was no United States Air Force. It wasn't a separate branch. It was the Army. And it was the Army, what they call Army Air Force. It's the planes that the Army used. Initially, first off, we heard the official Army explanation was, crashed disc, flying disc, quote unquote. That was the actual explanation from the U.S. Army for a day. And then I guess somebody got upset about that and they changed it to weather balloon. That's really different. A weather balloon? Who would be really freaked out by that in their yard? And we didn't even call it a crash, right? It's just a big balloon. But anyways, that was the next story. So we changed that radically. 1994, they had to change the story again. So that was 1948, and that's kind of set there. But what happened was history happened, and the Freedom of Information Act happened, and people started digging around and poking around and saying, wait a second. And again, this is just one incident. And we started poking around, and throughout the 80s, there was heightened interest in this Roswell thing, and books were written, and TV shows were being made, and documentaries were being made, and witnesses now were being interviewed for real, which they never really had been because they were told to hush up, and it was just a balloon, so who cares? Turns out that story wasn't right. Anyway, so in the 90s, we have another report because throughout the 80s, all these things were bubbling up, and now all of a sudden, they have to change the story again. And so they changed it to Project Mogul, not a weather balloon. Project Mogul was a secret program in the 40s, in the 50s, that had a, it was like a train of balloon type of things. It looks like almost like a kite, you know, those fancy kites that like look like a dragon or whatever, those big long kites. It was like that. But it had sensors on it. The point of it was, this is the real project, is they were supposed to launch those as high as you can in the sky. And they had sensors on it to pick up Russian nuclear tests. Because this was the part of history where we had already detonated a nuclear weapon, right? Trinity and, you know, Oppenheimer, that whole thing. The Second World War, right? We used it on Japan. But so we wanted to make sure, if because we know Russia was trying to do it, but did they get there yet? So these balloons were away. I don't even know if they ever worked. I don't think they did. But it was supposed to sense, like have sensors on it that would pick up, you know, noises and signals or whatever, that there was an explosion in Russia that would be a nuclear test or a launch of a missile, a nuclear missile and stuff like that. It was the basically the first attempt at a early warning, you know, system. And that's fine. I mean, that existed. It was real. But to say that's what happened, that was what happened in Roswell, is not true either. So that's number three. Explanation number three, right? We had flying discs, then we had weather balloon, then we had Project Mogul balloon. But it turns out, and this is still a regular, you know, revelation will keep coming out about this. It turns out the people who ran the Project Mogul program have said, or we found documentation that there was no launch on these dates that Roswell, the crash happened. We didn't launch any Mogul balloons. Oopsie. Right. The Air Force, at this point, it's the Air Force. They know that. But they figured no one would find out. No one would bother to dig that, even if you think it was plausible. Which again, but the Project Mogul balloons were still just balloons, and they had sensors on them and stuff. Maybe somebody would be confused, but a person who worked for the Army in 1947 probably wouldn't be confused by sensors and balloons. But anyways, that's what we're told. So they had to change it again because there was still this pressing, you know, rumor about bodies. And so somebody put out there, again, government official line of, oh, yeah, it was dummies. Sometimes we would drop dummies with our weather balloon tests or something. And that's why if anyone saw bodies, that's what it was. It's at a certain point, you just got to laugh because they just don't stop. None of those stories are true. None of those alternate. The best one was the first one. The original day, for one day, is as close as we're going to get, I guess. The flying disc one. Anyways, it's just an example. And by the way, what happened? Hey, Mokul, I see you, brother. Area 51, he's got a question about. Yeah, I'll answer that in a second, please. So in 1947, this whatever happened in Roswell happened. It obviously they changed the story. They have four different versions of it, and they're not really the same. So which one are we supposed to believe? And why should we believe any of the versions? Because they're lying. And they just figure they can get away with it because no one's going to figure it out, or no one's going to ask. Nothing's that they kind of depend on media people to never ask about it, to never go digging. Anyways, what happened also in 1947? Do you think, I've said this before, but really think about it. And this is dispassionate. Okay. This has nothing to do with UFOs at all, really. But why is it that you have this weird event, and then within 6 months, which in government time is light speed, in 6 months, you have a brand new multi-tiered part of the government created like that in the what they call the National Security Act of 1947. The National Security Act, in I believe it was September, all of a sudden established the CIA, the NSA. What's the DIA? Like, right? All these things? These are all different intelligence agencies in different parts that happened to be created in 1947 after this event. You know, it also was created in 1947 after this event, the Air Force. So now it's a whole other branch of the military. Like, okay, you could say that's just a coincidence. You can. Because, you know, we're going to be flying around a lot more stuff, and we need to make a whole new branch of the military just to fly stuff. All right. But it was the same time frame. You know, within 6 months of this incident, now we have no country on earth had an Air Force, but now we do. It's interesting because now we're, I guess, really, really worried or concerned about things flying in the sky. And we have to have intelligence agencies to find out secret information and keep secret information. All of a sudden, right? Like, uh-oh. Just looking at it as a person who's outside and who wants to trust my government, who wants to trust my country is doing the right things, even that, as that person, it's very hard to swallow that. Right? And then when you come out a day later, years later, and years later after that with different stories, are you saying you're totally inept and so wrong in the beginning that you have to correct it decades later? What happened there? Why didn't you correct it before now? Why didn't you proactively tell the truth about anything? Project Mogul was over in the 50s. There's no reason not to talk about it in the 60s or the 70s or the 80s, but yet they didn't. If that was the real truth, what's the big deal? It would not have been a big deal at all. Yeah, I just want to clarify this. Yeah, this is the reason, blah, blah, blah. Sorry about that. We messed up. You know what? We lied. We were freaked out. We were not sure what happened there, but now we know for sure that this is what happened. There it is. Even though it turns out that's not true either. Okay? So this is just an example of it's continuing. What I said, it's still continuing to today. This arrow part that was... Arrow was, if you don't know what it is, you should. It's the official, as of 2 years ago, the official UFO investigating arm of the government. Yes, that's above board, right? That we can public see. This is them. This is supposed to be it now. After all this time. But all you have to do, again, this is not rocket science. This is not brain surgery. This is not having a PhD or you have to be Sherlock Holmes. All you have to do is watch and remember. Watch and remember what happened. Or go take it back. Take it back. The Arrow just issued this report last week. I'm sure you've heard other, if you're into this subject, you've already heard everyone comment on it, the people who follow this stuff. But it's just another example of just, they don't care to tell you anything at all. And we're going to reinforce things that aren't true and make some new stuff up. Or obfuscate you, like real darken the waters, so we can never actually tell you because we don't want to. And further than that, the full truth. Hey, Madam Rex, we see you. We see you on the X, and well, cool. I see you in the. Yep, I'm gonna get to. I'll get to your question. Take it back. So the Arrow is saying, again, they are restating the thing about Roswell they decided to put in there. And they say they did a historical, account of the whole UAP issue. And they did this whole thing. It's not too long, but I read it. I mean, I skimmed most of it because I was like, what is this? There's nothing happening here. Where's the, there's no foot, like the footnotes. It's ridiculous. It's so bad. They're referencing like, fandom web pages. They're referencing they're putting wrong. Harry Reid was one of the most famous senators in the last 20 years, and they can't even get the state he represented correct. They said he was from New Mexico when it's Nevada. It's actually in the report wrong. Like, they have no editors. So forth and so on. I mean, it's just full of these type of things. It's so bad. And so, and no data, no backup. And it'll just quote a CIA document from 30, 40 years ago, a one-liner from it saying 50% of UFO reports can be chalked up to, in the 50s and 60s, could be chalked up to spy planes, people seeing secret spy planes. There's no backup for that statement. In the original document, there's no footnote that says this is based on this. We have no idea where that comes from. What are you talking about? If you see an airplane, you know that's not a UFO. I don't care how fast it's going. It's an airplane. And why would a spy plane be over America? It wouldn't. Right? Why would they? They're spying on Russia. For example, just one little, like, to cherry pick this. It's just made up. It's totally made up. To get you to not look here, please. Oh, man, that's a big number, 50%. Spy planes. Ah, yeah, makes sense, stupid Americans. Even now, this historical review goes through all these things. And, oh, you know, the vast majority of UFO sightings can be explained by normal, you know, regular explanations, like regular earthly explanations. Yeah, we know. Who doesn't know that? Of course, most of them are explained. That's not the point, dude. The reason you exist is to look into the part that is not explained. Depending on the statistics you want to cite or the math, the fuzzy math you want to use, it's at least 3% of reports that are unexplained. This is throughout history, throughout the last 70, 80 years. It's consistent. It's either 3% or 20% or 25%, again, depending on what method you use and what you count as unidentified. A lot of these things in the past would cursory look at something and say, oh, that doesn't sound like it's possible. Therefore, we're going to check it off as didn't happen. Or Venus, or swamp gas. What's the other one? Temperature inversion. Like all this ridiculous. Oh, it must have been an illusion. Mass delusion. Right? Like, because it sounds too incredible. There's even a statement in one of these reports, investigations in the Air Force. Oh, I don't even remember where it's from. But basically, it's if it's too incredible to be true, it's not true. That's it. That's what we got to go on. Okay. So the point is, we have this whole system in place right from the beginning with by creating a whole new part of the military, a whole new service called the Air Force. Now you are compartmentalizing information and missions and money. What does compartmentalize mean? It's like putting things in containers, or their words, usually they'll say stovepiped or siloed. If you know what a silo is or a stovepipe, you know, the old school stoves, they had a big pipe going up into the ceiling to get rid of the smoke. So your branch or your mission, your agency, your program is in that pipe. And even though there are other pipes right next to you, you don't communicate with them at all. Sometimes you don't know they're there. You're just in this part. And this is what your mission is, and you do this. And if someone asks you about it, you don't know nothing. Because you really don't. I don't know. I just do this. And I hand it over to this team, and then I go away. That's all I know. But they know they're part of a SAP, or Special Access Program. That's what it's called nowadays. But even then, we're talking about the intelligence agencies. How do they get their budget? They're supposed to come to the Congress for the budget, but they're actually not accountable to anyone. For a while, the CIA had no accountability at all. It was direct to the president, and if the CIA person chose to tell the president, great, but sometimes he didn't. Like J. Edgar Hoover, right? Like tons of unelected, non-democratic, no accountability financially or otherwise. You just got to do it. You go what you got to do and, do whatever and come back to me with what I need to know. That's how it was. You're asking for lies. You're asking for corruption. You're asking for your country to be overthrown, basically, by, all of a sudden guys can say, wait a minute, I don't have to tell anybody anything. I can use as much money as I want. I don't have to explain myself. In fact, I can go raise money independently. I can set up shell companies and organizations that I say are legitimate businesses, but actually all they're doing is bring a way for me to get extra money and extra shielding so I don't get prosecuted for anything. And this is the way it stayed. Now, as a Christian, this is the bottom line, and I'm going to get to, please type in your questions here, you guys. As a Christian, I'm supposed to, and you're supposed to, care about what we would call morality. Right? Don't we? Isn't Jesus caring about if we tell the truth or not? Aren't all liars going to the lake of fire? That's in the book. Oh, but I'm not lying because my boss told me I'm not allowed to say. Is that going to fly with God? My boss told me I'm supposed to lie about it if anyone ever asks me. So I'm that's not unchristian of me. Guys, I got to tell you, there's either a massive number of people who say they are Christians and are lying in the U.S. government, for example, because of that, or they really do think it's acceptable and we're in even deeper doo-doo. When I talk about SAPs earlier and USAPs and WUSAPs, SAP is what the term has come to be known as, special access program. So if you want to do something in secret and you want to keep it from even your own teammates and only the person on the top of the tree in the program knows all the parts, it's to keep its maximum security, maximum secrets. So no one can know, even if somebody in one of those areas doesn't work out, or they leak something, or they're exposed somehow, it doesn't expose the whole program. That's the thinking of it. That's called special access. You need to be read in to these programs specifically. Even if you work for the Air Force, even if you work for the whatever, this company that's helping, that's contracting with the government to research something or to engineer something. Here's some materials. You want to go, well, what can you do with that? Because, it could really revolutionize the world if we broke the code, you know what I mean? Or maybe a new weapon. Wouldn't that be great? Or a new way to travel or a new energy source. Why don't you go work on that and let me know what you find? They don't know the big picture. They're just like, oh, yeah, okay. You're going to pay us for that? Great. Sure, we'll put somebody on it. Oh, yeah, and sign this. This is actually a special access program with the U.S. military. You can never admit that this happened. And only people that we say can know about it, we'll send them to you. No one else can know. Right? Like, it's pervasive. And it's not just the UFO thing. Is there anything that they that is determined to be too secret to let out? You have to operate this way. So that's just the first level. That's just the SAP. Technically, okay, these programs aren't supposed to be for the super secret stuff. Like, we know they exist, but you just can't talk about it. We have this program somewhere in the Pentagon. Okay, well, it's special access only. I can't know about it. It's classified. Okay, fine. But we know they have to go to Congress. It has to be authorized through your branch, through all these means. And you got to, explain where the money goes and what you're doing on your project. And you have to issue reports. That there's at least some type of paper trail there sometimes. But then there's the USAPs. A USAP is unacknowledged, which means whatever that is, it must be denied it exists, even by the people who are in it, not just the bosses of it. Everybody working on it has to sign an agreement that says you cannot admit what you're doing is real. That's unacknowledged. If it ever is acknowledged, who knows what's going to happen to you? I'm sure a lot of threats are made. And not only that, but where they get their money is not revealed. Because obviously, how could it be? If someone would have to pay the bills. Someone would have to know that we wrote the check. We transferred the money to this particular program. Well, the program doesn't exist, so... And this is not conspiracy theories, you guys. This is actual truth. And what's a WUSAP? It means waived, unacknowledged. So not only does the project not exist, but the Secretary of Defense, allegedly, has to sign off to say you don't even have to tell Congress what this is. Well, technically, we found out that they're really annoyed at that. So, by the way, I know Congress is not well liked. The numbers of people who are pro, think Congress is doing a good job or is a fan of Congress is like nothing. It's like 10% of America or whatever. But like it or not, they are your representatives. They represent the people. Right? We don't vote for the Supreme Court. We don't have, that doesn't represent us. Even the president. Yeah, we vote for one particular executive, but that person doesn't represent you. You selected them to run the executive branch of the government, but they have no loyalty to you. Your local reps and senators, that's what they're for. Anyways, the Congress should know. So these WAVE programs, they compromise somehow where only eight people can know in the world, right? In the Congress, this is called the Gang of Eight. And again, go back through very recent history. Why is there even things that exist called the intelligence select committee on intelligence, right? You get those long committee names in the Congress. Oh, boring. They didn't, the founding fathers didn't put that committee in. They had to create it because of the abuse, because the CIA and the intelligence community people, the NSA, the CIA, the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, had no accountability. They had to create it to give them some. So they weren't illegally doing everything, including murder, experiments, you know, secret weapons programs, you name it, spying on citizens, and worse. They had to be created to get the rein these guys in. Anyway, again, this is just like, okay, so what is the, I'm sorry, I'm going to get to questions here. The Arrow, AARO, was created specifically to address these things, and this report came out last week, and it ticked off absolutely everybody, because not only was the report garbage, the day before it came out, the Pentagon, the ones who run Arrow, said there's only going to be like, I forget the number, like 5 or 6 or 7, whatever, media invited to get the story a day or two early, the report. Class, you know, no one's going to see it except these hand-picked journalists. You go run back to your media, you know, your paper, or your website, or whatever, so you can print the stories first. And of course, what are they printing? They're just reprinting the headlines, and they're going to say, yes, sir, thank you very much, Mr. Pentagon, or Mrs., actually, Pentagon spokesman, and thanks for letting me in and keeping all those other pesky guys out who would actually challenge you or ask you questions. We'll never do that. This is very USSR, Communist China kind of stuff. We're only going to pick a certain amount of media who are going to say exactly what we want them to say and have no questions. What is this? This just happened. It just happened last week. This is called moral bankruptcy. That from top to bottom, at every level, if you're involved in this, as Christians, you should be offended. And God help you if you're in these programs and you claim to be a believer. But as an outsider, I don't have to. Lying is lying. You can put on whatever legal dressing you want or whatever justification you want. You're a liar. I can't trust you. And do not dare tell me that you're a Christian and therefore you're trying to do the right thing by lying. What is wrong with you? Anyways, okay, sorry about all that. I tried to get in some of these things. One more factor. I hope this is kind of educational to you, by the way. And please see the bottom of your screen if you're watching. We have a conference I'd love you to be at next Saturday. It's about anti-Semitism. Yes, this is still a thing in the world, and it's going to get worse. We've invited some world-class speakers. It's a full-day event. You're going to have a chance to communicate with them, ask Q&A. There's a Q&A time. And even if you can't make it that day, if you register, you're going to get all the content on demand whenever you want to watch it. So don't even worry about being there that particular day if you can't be there. AntisemitismConference.com, all-day online conference. You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to even watch it then. Whatever you want, AntisemitismConference.com. And you see other things on the bottom of the screen is like our free app for connection with other believers, even about this weird topics that we cover. We have a book about prophecy called Flee to the Mountains. So go to fleetothemountains.com for that. Anyway, one last thing, and then we'll get to y'all. Just look at, again, go backwards. Arrow is this supposed, you know, new creation of the government that's supposed to answer, get to the bottom of stuff and resolve all the UAP things, but they haven't resolved anything, including these. We heard about testimony, the Nimitz, the, you know, the Tic Tac, the Ryan Graves, all these, and there's way, way more than that. Any of these incidents, have you resolved those? How about Matt Gaetz and his thing that we talked about last week? This thing over Florida, again, just happened. And if it wasn't for you denying him access, he wouldn't have told anyone, but yet he did. And now we're actually filing Freedom of Information Act. And oh yeah, there actually is a UFO, but you only released a drawing, not a photo and not a video, which you have. Why are you withholding videos? Which would really change the conversation, wouldn't it? I think we all know why they're not releasing videos, because it would blatantly ruin, destroy the arguments that they're trying to make. But how all this is made up or prosaically explained, and it's all just secret spy planes and crazy people. Anyway, just go back through the history. Arrow was created because something called the UAP Task Force recommended it to be created. The UAP Task Force was only created because the U.S. government, the Air Force, it's the Pentagon, had to admit that these leaked videos of the Tic Tac, the gimbal, the Go Fast, all these crazy recordings from military jets and ships were actually really UFOs. They're not our stuff. We can't explain it. They were already leaked, and now we're going to admit it that, yeah, actually, those are real. That's the only reason there's a UAP task force, was because they had to admit the videos were real. The only reason they had to admit the videos were real is because the videos were leaked to the New York Times. And keep going. The only reason the New York Times had it leaked to them was because a government person who actually worked on this stuff and sees videos like this all day long decided to quit because he couldn't do his job. And he was interested in actually disclosing this stuff, but he's like, you know what? I'm out of here. And I want to tell people what I know. Lou Elizondo. ATIP. That doesn't exist. That's not a real thing. Oops. Yes, it was. OSAP. Never heard of it. Oops. That existed too. Keep going back. OSAP. What's that? That was, that's actually concealed program, and they were actually studying UFOs in there. Yeah, we had to admit that also. And now we're back in 2008, early 2000s. Harry Reid, why is OSAP a thing? Because Harry Reid pressed for it. Harry Reid, the one they couldn't get right in the Arrow report, about where he was even from. Anyway, guys, I'm just saying, there is a big problem in our military and national security apparatus. With being completely morally bankrupt. And of course, this isn't the first thing. Again, look at the Kennedy assassination, the Pentagon Papers, Watergate. The only thing, they're huge scandals because of the cover-up. The government lies about these things all the time. It's for whatever reasons, okay? But this UFO issue seems to be the very top, right from the beginning. And there's lots of documentation about this. If you just look, that it was all from the beginning, always considered the same level or more secret, more important than the nuclear bomb itself. The Manhattan Project is on that same level. And that old law, the National Security Act I talked about, the Department of Energy, the act that established the Department of Energy, that was a new thing too. All the hidden stuff was all, say, well, our legal justification is if there's any nuclear material involved at all that happens to fall under the National, the Atomic Energy Act, And the Atomic Energy Act, oh, we can't talk about that. It's nuclear weapons, clearly, you know. Anyways. I hope I haven't confused anybody, but yeah, this is on my mind. And as a Christian, I'm really kind of ticked off that my country is doing this and it's not stopping. What exactly, hey, MS says, what exactly is Area 51? Right. Area 51 is, this is a classic example of something actually existing and the government denying it for years. Nope, doesn't exist. Nope, doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about. That's made up. That's conspiracy stuff. Some kooky people don't know what they're saying. They just want to make us look bad until they do admit that it's a thing. And they were right all along, these crazy kooks. Area 51 is a testing ground and a development center for secret government or military weapons projects. And I guess aerial, like, aircraft stuff. It's in Nevada. It's in the desert. There you go. And people who have looked and lived around there and people who work there and stuff have reported some very incredible things. Just leave it at that. Maybe the U.S. military invented that stuff that they saw, and maybe they didn't. So the CIA was established in late 1947. Yep. 6 months after Roswell. Part of the National Security Act of 1947. Just like the Air Force. And the Atomic Energy Agency. It's weird, right? Bondservant says, if they are asked to sign a non-disclosure right off, then people have a choice, right, to decide good or evil. Yeah, you can. If they're given that choice, and that's a whole other issue, if you're given a choice to sign an NDA, yes, you can choose to say no. And if you choose to say no, you're off the project and you never know anything. Yeah. Exactly. Bondservant says this proposed secrecy is actually very dangerous for the people at large. That's correct. Yes, it is. And the longer you continue at it, like for a time, you could say, okay, well, you know, we were developing this thing and, or we were confused. We didn't know what to do. But here's the truth and here's what happened. That's how it's supposed to go, right? If something happens where you're going to keep a secret from your own country and the world, and eventually it has to come out. That would be an ethical, at least, attempt, right? Yeah, we were working on this, and now we're almost at 100 friggin' years. Like, literally, generations are dying off, never knowing anything, and that being officially lied to year after year after year after year after year. People in the program lying year after year after year after year. Yes, it's corrosive to morality in general, and it's totally destructive to the nation, because we're not a totalitarian, you know, communist, whatever, fascist regime where the government and a few people, the oligarchs or whatever, decide to get to pick and choose what the rest of the country knows. That's not how we do things. We're different. We're supposed to be. Supposed to be different here. We have accountability. We have elections. We have transparency. That's the foundation of what we're trying to do here as a country. But if you decide that that's not the way we want to do it and we want a different type of country, hey, you know what? That's fair. Change the government then. Like, well, seems like they did it without the messy revolution part. Because now nobody is going to, no one in their right mind should trust the Pentagon right now about anything. They've bred mistrust. And you know you can't trust intelligence agencies. The CIA, NSA, whatever, they're supposed to lie. I mean, that's what they do. They operate in secret, in the shadows, under the radar. That's their whole existence. Why would you believe anything they would say? So in the 40s, after World War II, you know, approval, belief in the, you know, the Air Force, or not, there was no Air Force at that point, but whatever, the military saying something, you believe them. Like the trust was in up near 100%. Because, you know, when World War II happened, really bad stuff happened. You know, our young boys, wherever, were going to war everywhere and hundreds of thousands dead and stuff. So, like, they were real heroes. I mean, countless stories of heroics and, you know, selflessness and sacrifice and all that good stuff. That was the atmosphere of Roswell when that came about. And after the nuclear tests and all, well, that we had to keep that secret. So this is actually working pretty good. We can keep secrets, never tell anybody, never be accountable to anybody, get all the money we want, you know, become super rich, keep secrets forever. And we're just going to keep going like this until we figure it out. Well, guess what? If you can't figure it out, for whatever that means, the secrets continue. And now your democracy, your country is destroyed because you have a secret government now. I don't mean to sound conspiratorial, but if you have a group, I don't care if you're military, intelligence, or anything else, if you have a small group that doesn't get elected, nobody chooses them, and they choose to keep information that would change the world or change the country because they said so, and they're getting money from God knows where, they never pass an audit, they never am responsible to the people, which is the Congress. They decided we're going to do our own thing as long as we want for 80 years plus because we know better. That's not America. I mean, that's not constitutional government. That's not separation of powers. That's not accountability. The United States was one of the, maybe they are the first a country ever to say the civilians, the non-military people control the military. You don't get to force yourself on us. We control you. That's why the Secretary of Defense can never be a military person. I mean, they can't be a general or whatever. You have to be an outsider. You have to be a civilian. They're the boss of the military, and the president, of course, is the boss of the Secretary of Defense. So you don't get to decide these things. But they did. And they kept doing it. And anything comes up, they're just going to make stuff up and hope you go away. That's where we're at. Well, Madam Rex says she's not in her right mind, but she still doesn't trust the Pentagon. So I said everyone in their right, no one in their right mind would. Well, no matter your state, okay? No matter your state of mind, why would you? I mean, it's just they have provided no reason to. None. I don't care whether I'm talking about the weapons of mass destruction in the Iraq war. I'm talking about the Watergate. I'm talking about, you know, trying to overthrow different governments, never declaring war. This is all part of it. Hey, Kim, she's going to have to go back to the beginning and listen for the beginning. That's okay. Well, you have a great day. Thank you. Yeah, please do. And this isn't, I mean, as of today, which is March 14th, 2024, this national security state still exists. But maybe we have a change. The sea change is the winds are blowing. Because the only really recourse to stop this is the only constitutional means left, because the president won't do it. No president has the guts to do it. Or they don't know, or they don't care enough. Point is, they could, I mean, legally, right? They're the president. They should, they can unclassify anything they want. But even that, guys, there's evidence that they don't get what they're asking for. It's a famous incident after Jimmy Carter got elected in 1976. Defeated Gerald Ford. And he famously had seen a UFO himself and his wife. And so he was very interested in this topic, especially because what he had been hearing about, they were actually around our nuclear missile areas recently, which they were in the 70s. And so it was like, I want all this info. And so the head of this CIA was supposed to know all the intelligence, right? Remember, they were unaccountable. But so the head of the CIA was called in to Jimmy's, I believe his house down in Georgia, after he was elected. So I guess technically he was the, president-elect, right? Not, he didn't take the oath of office in January yet. It was, I think it was before that. But anyway, he had already been elected, maybe December. And the head of the CIA came to his house. And Carter asked him, yeah, I want all this info, you know, when I'm president, then we're going to get to the bottom of this. He was told no. You don't have the need to know it. Guess who told him that? Guess who was the CIA head at that time? George Bush. The one who become president later. Actually, he'd become vice president in 4 years from now. Remember? Ronald Reagan, George Bush, vice president 8 years, and he became president himself for 4 years. Yeah, the same guy. He said, no, you can't know it. Interesting. Anyways, so yeah, the only constitutional legal authority that can stop this at all is the Congress, because they hold the purse strings. Everyone cares when money is involved. And now in this, you know, the time that we're living in where stuff is very easily recorded and seen, and pilots are actually taking their phones into their cockpits and filming stuff and all that, and the social media and the instant dissemination of information that you don't want to get out gets out anyways. The Congress people are, again, like I said before, they ticked off everybody. They ticked off everybody. And it's a bipartisan thing. It is do not try. I agree with Nick Pope on this 100%. Do not believe anyone who says this is a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's not. They are totally bipartisan on this. Both House and the Senate. Apparently, they just asked the Speaker of the House to create a new subcommittee on UAPs, specifically with subpoena power and the power to compel hostile witnesses. Like, they're going for it all. He wants full, if you read the letter, they're asking for full declassification authority. That means anything they want to see, they can see. Anything. And so if this committee gets approved, they could be in deep doo-doo. And a lot of stuff might be coming out. Stuff that we might not like to hear. Stuff that might upset you. If for no other reason to upset you, just because you're going to see what your government did in your name or hid from you for your own good. and not just for a month or some administration. Again, don't be fooled by this. Don't be fooled by saying this is, oh, this is a Biden thing, or this is a Trump thing, or this is an Obama thing. All crap, okay? This is multi-generational programs. Republican and Democrat, conservative and liberal, doesn't matter. They don't care about any of that. It's bigger than that. Half my audience gets lost, especially with my past in politics and grassroots organizing for candidates and running a political campaign for Senate, which I did. All those people, they understand that. But when you say things like it's more important, it's bigger than Republican and Democrat, or the news of the day, it's bigger than Ukraine, or it's bigger than whatever, it blows their mind. They can't even believe that's possible. It has to all be because of a conspiracy of Joe Biden to do this or that, or a conspiracy of the conservatives to push this or that. It's not. Okay. Hey, Sarah, there's a big brain person out there. You all big brains, I'm sorry. But Sarah's super special. Has RFK Jr. said anything about this? Yes. I'll pull the quote if I can find it. He is, maybe not about UAP specifically, but about national security state. He has said, and I'll try to find the exact quote, he is in favor of full disclosure of everything. And that does not surprise me, because that's the way the dude rolls. Right? He's coming in as an insurgent candidate. He doesn't give a whit about, he tried in the Democratic Party. Obviously, they were not happy about that, so he left. And he's going to be on the ballot in all 50 states, whether it's hopefully, I kind of hope he gets on the Libertarian ticket, even though the classic, the Libertarian platform and RFK Jr. do not mix right now. But hopefully they both sense, if they're serious, he's serious about having any kind of chance, and if they are serious about having any type of national party ever again, or ever, period, to ever win a national election, because that's their goal. Any office, this is it. They've got to take advantage of this situation. The Libertarian Party has got to change their platform to accommodate RFK. And RFK has got to give up his independent thing and say, I'm going to be on their party. I'm going to be the first representative. It's like Lincoln and the Republicans. He's going to just have to go for it. And I think if they do that, I think for sure you're going to have at least the biggest third party result in the history of America, which would be over 20% of the vote. Now, I'm not, again, depending on who you ask, they'll be like, oh, well, that'll just take votes from Biden, or that'll just take votes from what? We don't know that. I think it would take from both equally. And I think it would motivate a whole new section of the populace who wouldn't vote at all. Anyway, don't want to slide all into that. But yes, he has said he's for revealing everything, as far as I could tell. Bond Servant says, hate to sound conspiratorial, but the deep state on this would destroy things, even start something to preserve themselves. I hate thinking like this. So I don't like the term deep state, because that is conspiratorial, because it's non-specific. Like, this is why I think it's so not provocative necessarily, but it's so important to follow this UFO trail, because it's very real and specific. We have documents, we have CIA, we have Air Force, we have military, we have commissions, we have records, we have testimony, we have witnesses, we have all this real stuff, like tangible stuff. It's not some kind of out in the ether of, you know, deep state. Deep state means whatever you want it to mean. That's the problem with that. The national security state, that's specific. There, that's a specific group of organizations, and they have a documented history of deception. So, to your point, yeah, I know. I'm using you as a springboard to make a bigger point about the deep state, because a lot of people say that ever since the Trump and the Biden thing and in the Obama, even like that term has become a thing, and it's just, I wish it hadn't. It's just not healthy. They would destroy things, even start something to preserve themselves. Well, here's the thing. That's not impossible, but who is they? So, for example, what we're learning and what we're seeing is, like I mentioned before, about how this even came about was because people in the national security state are coming out of it. There's well-meaning people who want to do the right thing legitimately and who will not be engaging in any kind of cover-up. Thank you very much. They decided enough's enough. Why isn't this coming out? There's no reason for me to keep this secret anymore. Okay, so there's I hate to use the term civil war there, but that's what it is. You have factions. You can't, even though we want to say, well, the Pentagon means everyone in the military is in on this. They're not. Everyone in the CIA is a bad apple. They're not. The people who run these SAPs and USAPs and WUSAPs and the guys who really know, those are the ones we got to look for. And by the way, it's not just government. The way they're keeping this a secret for so long is most of the projects themselves, so it can be denied, I don't know what you're talking about, is to use private companies. The Northrop Grumman's, what the heck, I'm slipping my mind. Anyways, the big aerospace companies, that's where they have the material. They would have the proof. You can't go to the Pentagon and find a flying saucer or an alien body, for example, whatever it is, NHI, non-human intelligence, or the materials that we allegedly have recovered. It's not in the Pentagon. It's in private aerospace companies, probably. So they've agreed to be part of the problem. So when you say deep state, you have to, Northrop Grumman, you have to involve, oh my gosh, somebody help me out here. I know y'all, I don't know why it's slipping my mind. Anyways, that's where the stuff is. That's where the programs are at. They're part of the deep state? Are you like billion-dollar American businesses? Is that really what you mean? It's probably not. Lockheed Martin, thank you. Thank you. Of course, there. Corrects me. Right, Lockheed Martin. Again, these are not just names thrown out there, okay? It's coming out very specifically which companies we need to look at and where. It's not just David Grush, for sure. He's not the only one with this knowledge, but he does have the knowledge. It's like, actually, I looked into this, and here's the address. And this is why the Congress is PO'd particularly, because what Arrow is telling them and the public, they know is wrong. They've seen the proof that they're wrong. And yet, why are you continuing to do this? To try to continue the charade. So you're not only lying to the people generally, you're lying to me as a congressman, woman, or a senator. You lied to my face. By saying, you know, this or that. So they're not done, right? Apparently they're very serious about it. And they have the addresses, the names, the info, the documentation, videos, pictures, no matter what the national security state wants to tell you. Because they, yes, they're going to protect themselves. Sure. Some of them will. When you, so to answer, to loop back here, destroy things, even start something. Again, you need to, I hear you, but I mean, I know the idea is logical, but you would need some type of coherent, like monolithic agreement, which there, as far as I can tell, it doesn't exist. There's too much opposition to say, let's do this. Who's the let's? Could one or two, you know, like military folks and Mike Turner, you know, get a couple congressmen in there and whatever, and go to Biden and say, you need to do this right now and whatever, start a war with Russia. I don't know. Because, you know, to cover our butts, that's possible. But you'd see some real, I think you'd see some real defections on that. And opposition. So, I mean, hopefully, I mean, it's going to take what it's going to take. When you hear, what they're really afraid of, and the term that has come out the last couple of months is catastrophic disclosure. They want the, in other words, revealing what we know, whatever it is, what we've done in the past, Roswell to today, revealing that, disclosing that publicly. We're either going to do it our way, which is controlled disclosure, maybe a little bit at a time over many years, perhaps. If we've gotten to that point, then that's a change, right? But there's that control. They want to control the narrative. They're all about that, controlling the narrative. It's very Orwellian. Or what they really fear is catastrophic disclosure. First of all, that's double meaning. Catastrophic disclosure, meaning they don't control it. They don't control what comes out when. The narrative doesn't belong to them anymore. They're just watching it. That's catastrophic to them. But also they believe that if that were to happen without their process and consent in their way, it would be a catastrophe for the planet or for America. I got news for them. If all you do is just tell the truth your way, it's a catastrophe for you because the country's going to realize it doesn't exist. I mean, basically, all these great things we want to believe about America and our security and our military and our people fighting for us to protect us is going to be blown to smithereens. And God forbid, what they really are, I mean, that's bad enough. But when they say catastrophic disclosure, what they're really probably talking about is the fact that we know that, again, the story goes, that yes, we have recovered technology from non-human sources that we didn't make. Nobody made them on the earth that we know of. Not our stuff. Not Russia's stuff. Not China's stuff. But we're not the only ones with a program to study that, just the materials, some say even bodies of non-human people, call them what you will, from who knows where. We're not the only one with a program. China has a program. Russia knows the truth. China knows the truth. We all know the truth. We're all keeping it right now. If they go first, that's catastrophic. If China comes out tomorrow or before the election or whatever to throw a wrench in our game, say, oh yeah, by the way, we are disclosing for a fact, here is all that we know about UFOs and whatever else. Here's all our video, and oh my gosh, look at this. Or if Russia does it, maybe they do it together. This is kind of like a war without shooting. And they're going to say, yeah, we know America knows, and they know the exact same thing we do. And here's actually the bodies we got right here. Or here's the secret base that we found. Or here's the, you know, here's the fully intact craft, and look what it could do, or whatever. Here's this new energy source and this element we've, you know, this isotope or whatever, and this, we can do anti-gravity now. Here's the proof. Look. You know, this energy in this thing could power the whole nation of China, and we're going to do that now. And all our citizens get free energy. I don't know. It could be a million different ways. But that's catastrophic. Right? And there's more permutations. Potentially, what if there's some kind of, like some folks have hinted at over the years, is that there's some kind of agreement, there's some type of understanding, a peace treaty, basically. Maybe it's just with America and the NHI, or between many countries and them, or whatever. Maybe each country has their own. Maybe there's that part of it. And if we violate that, or if something is disclosed without the permission of the other side, then maybe something goes really sideways. I'm just throwing it out there because this is the problem with secrecy. It breeds mistrust. And it breeds conspiracy thinking. Now we don't know what's true anymore about anything. Right? And if you have a population that reaches that point of not knowing what's true and what can be believed and what's real, and your government is actually telling you something and the opposite is true on purpose, that's Wild West, man. I mean, that's anarchy. That's all kinds of bad things can come of that. So anyway, that's my very twisted thought on that. Who is deciding not to allow that skiff thing Grush said could happen? They took his... when he left the government, he had his security clearance taken away. So they're stonewalling. You need to have a clearance to go into a skiff. Secured, compartmentalized information facility, whatever, skiff. Yeah, so you can't go in there as someone with no clearance and say classified things. Well, allegedly, apparently, one of these Congress people from the hearing, remember that he was in front of all those folks that were up there, one of them apparently wants to hire David Grush as an employee, as a staffer, so that he has to get clearance, which would be kind of funny. That'd be kind of a jab at the deep state right there, right? Oh, you're trying to take his clearance away so we can't hear from him? Boom, you have to give it now. It's the law. Like, and we'll see. Kind of brings into perspective how in Revelation all those nations' armies would try to fight Jesus when he comes. Maybe. I mean, it sounds ridiculous. Like, how is that even possible? But the Bible says that. So something extraordinary has to happen for that, right? But yeah, that's at the, talk about the end times. Like, that's the very end. That's the, one of the last events of this age would be that moment for sure. But we're definitely not there yet. Now, it's possible that, you know, all this stuff goes down, this whole disclosure, whether it be catastrophic or whatever, and the events that, you know, happen because of that. It could well be an impetus to, you know, these biblical events or whatever. So I'll talk about that some other time. But anyway, we've gone on enough here. I'm just kind of annoyed at this, the moral bankruptcy of this whole thing and the thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Guys, most, again, like the 40s and 50s and like today, many, many Christians are part of this state, part of the Pentagon and the SAPs and the intelligence community. And they're still and they're playing along. And I fear for them. I fear, I'm for their souls, truly. And not only that, but because they're in such a position of power over others, over innocents, over other Christians, over their country, to continue this, you know, lying for a living and for the sake of national security, saying what you need to do to lie and cover up is just not okay, guys. If any one of them is listening, it's not all right. Quit. Get out. Who cares about your darn career? Seriously, guys, come on. Get a job at McDonald's and have a backbone. I mean, I'm sorry, that might sound ridiculous or whatever, but why not? If you care about God, if you really love him, if you know the kingdom is not of this world, if you know that much better is going to be here one way or the other, whether it's, you know, after you die or the end of the age, whatever, if you believe that, tell the truth, man. Whatever comes from that, so what? Your pension? Is that really what you're worried about? Your greedy pension? You're greedy. Can't love God and money. Anyway, I don't even know what I'm saying there. Sorry. A lot of LDS too. Do you mean the Mormons? In government, you mean, or in the military? It's either you're talking about the LDS, Latter-day Saints, Mormon Church, or LSD, and you mistyped it. The Mormons. That's true. I'm not sure what that means exactly. I mean, I know what you mean, but I don't know how that would affect anything. Maybe it does. I know they have a very different kind of theology sometimes, and they do obviously, with the false prophet that they've listened to, Joseph Smith, he has made America very central and important in God's plan, which we know is a lie, another lie. But if they believe that, maybe they think this is justified if they're in this, you know, these programs, to not say, because America's got to be somehow some kind of watchdog or superior or something. I don't know. You're right about that too. You're right about that. Mormons have some ideas about us going on different planets. The Jehovah's Witnesses also. I think that, isn't that more them? No, the Mormons do have some of that in the future, like the kingdom is actually going to be people living, being given other planets. Is that the Mormons? There you go. Look at these smart people. Bonzer says, yeah, the Mormons believe men will get a planet and procreate. There you go. Maybe that's behind it. I don't know. Okay, so there you go. She said that's not Jehovah's Witnesses, that's the Mormons. Okay, there you go. Individual about nefarious. Individual Senator Schumer is calling for new elections in Israel to take out Netanyahu. Well, here's the this is a good example of what I was saying earlier. Chuck Schumer is one of the best and most forceful pro-disclosure people in the Congress right now. He is taking on the national security state. So I don't care if he's calling for new elections. So what? You're not going to, you know what I mean? Like, Israel has new elections all the time, right? They're not going to change their strategy because something America says. They're just not. There might have been a time that that happened, but they're not anymore. They're going to do what they need to do. And good for them. You can call for whatever you want. Not going to matter. They might have new elections in the middle of a war. Sounds weird, but they could. But again, they're going to choose who they want. They're not going to be affected by Chuck Schumer. So I don't care about that. You know, if the president, whoever it is, makes a policy, you know, our official policy is we prefer this prime minister over that, that's a problem. That's a problem. God might take notice of that. But it's still not calling for the destruction of the state or that they should surrender to Hamas or, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Anyway, so it's just funny because Schumer is one of the, he's the one that wrote or co-sponsored that the UAP Disclosure Act last year that flew through the Senate, no problem. But only when it got to the House the end of the year, there's Mr. Turner and his people at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base that ripped out most everything in there that would have helped. That would have made it the law to disclose certain things. And it's not totally gone. Some parts are still in there. About the National Archives. We talked about that, about two podcasts ago, I guess. Anyway, so Schumer's on this, he's a hero. He's using his power as the majority leader in the Senate. Or are they in the majority? Yeah, aren't they? I don't remember anymore. But he's very powerful. And so he's using his power to leverage that. So again, it doesn't mean you have to be right on every issue and all that stuff, but it's just funny, right? Like, so the temptation I think is for maybe Christians is like, oh, well, he can't be good because he's trying to get Netanyahu to leave power, but that's just a distraction. Israel's going to do what they're going to do. God's going to do what he's going to do with Israel, regardless of what we say. Senator or not, right? So don't take our eyes off the ball there. That's what I think. Okay. All right, guys. Unless you have any other things for me, we're going to call it an episode here. Again, this has been the Wings of the Eagle podcast called Unsealed. We are unsealing this thing called the national security state and unfortunately how bankrupt it appears to be. Obviously, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, continue in prayer. I want to hear from you, by the way, if you have any type of maybe you're a Christian, an experience of some type with a UFO, UAP, aliens, I don't know, whatever, it's a paranormal being, interdimensional thing. Tell me about it. Maybe you never told anyone, maybe you didn't take the route of, you know, telling MUFON, maybe you don't even know what MUFON is. That's fine. You can go to wingsoftheeagle.com/podcast. And there's a form right at the bottom of that page where you can just send me a note, say who you are, what you experienced. Did you ever, you know, whatever it is, maybe you never told anybody. So this is a pastor who will listen, or brother, right? Just brother who's not going to judge you about it. So anyway, feel free to use that. Love y'alls. And if this has taught you anything, if it inspired you, if it makes you go read, if it gets you upset or happy or excited or whatever, or maybe even closer to God, that would be awesome. Please support us, wingsoftheeagle.com/donate. And again, I do want to remind you about the conference that I'm involved with next Saturday called Antisemitism Past, Present, and Future, because that, again, regardless of anything else, That's not going away, and it's our call as believers to do something about it. So please go to antisemitismconference.com and register right now. And I, you know, everyone tells you, tell your friends, really tell your friends about it and have them register too. All right, friends, till next time. Christopher Mantis says goodbye.